Blog Talk Radio.
Help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
The people, that's very cool and stepping out show. Yeah man, yesterday was a great day. The Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey's annual celebration was fantastic. We had a wonderful day at the Marcus Garvey Park in Harlem. There was about 7 different events and it was beautifully coordinated. It sealed up the night of being in the hills. Most unusual for these happenings to run so smoothly, but it's a new time, it's a new day, you know, a new dawning. And so Rasariku, your enigmatic folk philosopher, is happy to be with you once again. And today we're going to focus on what took place yesterday and make some very serious announcements. And I'm going to really devote half of this program dealing with a fantastic effort by a particular source to free Kamau Sadiki. And I'm going to be, I wasn't familiar with this situation, so I'm going to be delivering it. You're going to learn about it at the same time as I am. And it's gonna be very interesting. I know. It was part of the event yesterday. So let me start with my usual routine, which is to play from the album by Morgan's Heritage. You know, It's been 23 years since the album was made. It's not been released, but here we go. It's the Sesamani Music.
Behold the great and glorious work of Emperor Haile Selassie.
Sesamani.
How great it is to glorify the name of the King. Yeah, Dolly Rose,
yeah.
Dolly Rose, Dolly Rose, Sesamani. Dolly Rose, Dolly Rose, Dolly Rose, Sesamani. Dolly Rose, Dolly Rose, Dolly Rose, Sesamani. Dolly Rose, Dolly Rose, Dolly Rose, Sesamani. This is precious land that sits in Ethiopia. Diaspora, oh, by the blessed hand of the glorious emperor, Haile Selassie, giving us the chance to see a well heavy. Oh, yeah. The work is for I and I to build a modern city.
One big collaboration.
City to be inherited by poverty and family.
Bring it together, y'all.
Family, it is good to be here with you, and The cosmic is saying a lot for us. Yes, this time, this dispensation of time, those of us who are privileged to be here must really feel a great gratitude to the Creator, because this is the most interesting time of creation. And the creation I speak of is the global creation, because in this universe has no beginning and it has no end, you know. Human minds might not have the ability to perceive what I'm talking about, but the point is that there was a time when man was created, but the universe was always here, you know, and it's endless. Space and time has no limit. So as a student of numerology and, you know, the mystic system, I am happy to share these type of thoughts with us, that we can really look at ourselves from a different angle. We have our personal self, yes, our mind, our thoughts, our actions, our, you know, our inspiration, our expectations, and so on. And then you have your family, and by family we mean blood, right? Blood family, mothers, fathers, children, grandchildren, and so on. Descendants, we have our community, and then we have our village, you know, our community village, or our, they call it neighborhood, and you have to relate to laws and dictates of authority and so on. And as we expand our mind and look wider, we remember at all times that nature exists despite what man is doing with the earth. You know, you cannot hurt the earth. You can only hurt himself or herself. And so as we expand our mind into governments and travel, you know, and the technology, science, and all the other various apparatus that man used to navigate the earth, you know, we find that it looks complex to us, but in terms of the creation, when you talk about the creation, we're not talking about the man, the being called man. When you talk about creation, we're talking about the expanse of the universe where our minds can't even go. Yes. The more we think we know, the more we realize we don't know. And a man can be very, very, very simple, and he has the same expanse as the genius, because then he serves the same amount of time. He has the same amount of exposure to the creation. He can go into the wilderness, into the mountains, and learn as much from that as the scientist can learn in the laboratory, and so on. So we don't have to be confined to the dictates of a society. We have to find ourselves for who we are. And today I am going to really bring this program to a humanistic level as much as possible, despite the fantasies and the propagandas and the programming of our minds and the terrible problem of diseases that is spreading all over again. This is not the first time. And the promiscuity and the abominations that man is performing in the various spheres, all that we are exposed to. However, there is a creator. Yes, who created this universe and created this earth, and for a purpose. And then you can find your purpose, you can find your kind. And when you find your kind, you can find hope, faith, love, charity, you know, you can find good health. All those things are part of us, and we should aspire towards those things. So as I started the program by telling you about the great day yesterday was, it started great and it ended greater than I expected. We had one of the best documentary that I have ever experienced of the life of Marcus Garvey. It is an award-winning documentary, and it is called Marcus Garvey Redemption. It was shown at the amphitheater at the Marcus Garvey Park in Harlem yesterday, and they had a very nice, almost full house and at the amphitheater. And that was the climax of the evening for some. However, the Nyabingi had access to the facilities on the mountaintop, and there was a Nyabingi duty that was held there, you know. And so it all depends on what you wanted yesterday, but everything was there. So I'm going to really recite the creed of the Nyabingi order for our benefit. This put us into a certain thought pattern, you know. So I will proceed by saying, glory to word, glory to sound, glory to Iowa. Glory be to ever living. I Selassie the first, the Rastafari. All right. And the Nyabingi creed is composed of psalms from the Bible, you know. And there's a lot of people fighting against the Bible in these times, but let me go ahead with the creed. Princes and princesses must come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretch forth their hands unto Jah. O I, Jah of Ethiopia, and I vine majesty, thy eyes trod into iron eye to dwell in the paths of righteousness. Lead iron eye, help iron eye to forgive that iron eye must be forgiven. Teach and I love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endow and I with wise mind, knowledge, and I was standing to do thy will. Thy blessing to I and I, O Jah, that the hungry be fed, the naked clothed, the sick nourished, and the infants protected, and the aged protected and infants cared for. Deliver and I from the hands of our enemies, that Anai must prove fruitful in these perilous days, when our enemies are passed away and decayed in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the belly of a beast. O give Anai a place in thy ever-living kingdom, through the power, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself and light of this world, Anai, I vine, majesty, emperor, Haile Selassie the first, the Rastafari, head creator, first ancient king of Iration, Jah, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning without end. That's the representative of the triune council of creation, without end. And first and foremost, yes, the protectorate of all human fate and the ruler of the universe. And I, Jah, Emperor Haile Selassie, Rastafari, Almighty. And so we have a lot of announcements and pronouncements, but we like to carry the message of the music along with us as we go along. And I'll give you another touch of the album.
that never cold. I cannot be bought nor sold. Prophecy as foretold. Generations shall be old, the brave and the bold. Together we shall be in our eyes. Take it friend and rumor
to keep just our children astray. Still there's nothing they can do to keep I and I away. I'm living silent in a new Jerusalem.
Of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, an entity that was introduced into the world in 1937 under the auspices of Emperor Haile Selassie I, to his cousin and physician, Dr. Maliku Ibayen, and that organization exists today. And very recently, in the last 2 years, a tremendous change has taken place. And we have to really give some commendation to the present, legally and lawfully elected president, Dr. James W. Winburn. He is an extremely unique personality. He seems to be one of the humblest men. I've never seen display any hostility. However, he is real hard and tough. And very well educated, and his disposition is really an asset to our nation today. And I want to commend him. He's a producer of the Neo Nation radio station. He got prime time, 7 to 9 each night, different hosts. My host is tonight, and he's responsible for really guiding me, you know, step by step into this radio broadcasting. I've never done it before, and I'm very happy and privileged to be, you know, his colleague. You know, he collaborates with the Common Ground entity, which you all will soon be hearing about. We are registered legally in the United States of America. We have a non-profit and a for-profit organization. And we have a very huge real estate component that is being structured right now. And even as I speak, there's a meeting going on. And yes, I have several different areas that we will be covering over the weeks to come that comprises of what the think tank of the Common Ground is doing at our compound here where our broadcast is coming from in Brooklyn, New York. I have promised a lot of people to send them the link to this radio program, and I have not really lived up to my promise because we are honing our skills. We have one and two technical deficiencies that it's my personal weakness. I'm not that great in technology, but it's time will come and we'll have an engineer sitting beside me to guide me. I'm doing this on my own, and so far so good. We have the music, the message, we got activities to report on, and tonight I'm going to be announcing quite a few activities that is going to be taking place in New York, especially. And, you know, in Jamaica, where I come from, we always have like 1 week or at least 3 days of celebration whenever we celebrate an event, you know. And I'm very sure that there was a Nyabingi in Jamaica. And I attended the Marcus Garvey Park yesterday and saw all the preparations for Nyabingi up in the mountain. I did not attend because then I had other matters to deal with. But I can tell you that the activities yesterday was extra special, very, very special. The Garveyites came out. There were various organized activities, and I was participating with one particular one, which Brother Arnold Penix of the Garvey Studios. He had technicians, you know, videographers, and following the events, and those are going to be edited and come out in as a document pretty soon. But as the program goes along, I will disclose, you know, in detail some of the activities. Right now, I'm going to play my third song for keeping.
Living silent in a
And I direct our thoughts towards the black people of the world in particular. Yes, all races, all people, but black people in particular. We are the ones that were enslaved, and we are the ones who are feeling the oppression of the enemies right now. And there's a particular, what I would refer to as a racial wealth gap that exists. The economics is not being distributed evenly, and it never will. So we will have to proceed to assert ourselves and re-empower ourselves. Recently, there was a survey done, and I'll just give you a comparison so you understand where I'm coming from. The wealth, in terms of the people, the white people had an average of $110,729 annually. This is in America here. The Asians were $69,590. The Hispanics were $7,424 annually. And the average black receives $4,955 annually. Now we compare $4,955 with $110,729, and you will understand where we are coming from. And there is a reason for that. It was intentional. It was not a you know, it is not something that is a trivial matter whatsoever. Yes, and that's why some of us are so interested in repatriating, because in BC we're in the people who have benefited from slavery have no intention of ever sharing the benefits that they have accrued over the years, you know. And so we have to thank people like Dr. James Winburn, the president, who had choice in his life. Marcus Garvey never got a chance to put his feet on the soil of Africa. And Dr. Winburn took up the presidency of the Ethiopian World Federation. And in 2 years, he found himself in Shashamani, speaking with the municipality of Shashamani, speaking with the mayor, and interacting with the Aroma tribe, and so on and so forth, and meet all the members and the residents of the Shashamani land, which it is really the onus of the Ethiopian World Federation to protect that land and expand the repatriation exercise. And so we who are on the frontier, considered pioneers of the struggle, who have helped to create our own music, our own sound, we have revised the history books, and we are presenting it in a new format to our people in terms of using modern technology. And so, yes, you have your resources that you own, just like everybody else. And the more, the merrier. The more we come together, the more we can unite, the stronger each individual will be. And so we always have to remind you that we don't have the wealth capital of others, but we do have ourselves, our culture, and we know that we have won this game before it even began. Yeah, we are chosen by God.
This is a calling in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wasn't this the reveal to us in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I? Everyone that is called by my name, Rastafari, in the form of 500 families, to occupy 500 acres of land, to establish
a model city to the world in the land of Ethiopia. The Ethiopian World Federation was established in the United States of America by His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I. This is not a calling for the United States, it's a calling for all the children of the diaspora.
It's a call.
Marcus Garvey's annual, you know, 135 years since 1887 to 2022, and it was triumphant. Wednesday was spent all day. I was there from 11 o'clock, and we had our television launch. You know, the Garvey Studios had the television launch with several activities. The theme, of course, was Marcus Garvey and his history and his projection for us to be self-sufficient. So Garvey Studios in association with the Common Ground Group presented, you know, the Garvey Land of Black Stars. And it was really, really something to see the people, you know, they closed in on the park like bees on a hive or silver lining, you know. We were so happy to see people coming from very far and near, coming to the place well prepared to assert themselves as black people. There were white people there too, but they came to observe how black people would handle themselves. And we were, oh my, we were a tremendous success yesterday. So there is going to be every Wednesday, there's going to be an activity in the park. You know, and we have personalities who are epitomizing the great people like James Brown of the past, you know, the Tysons and so on, you know. you know, we have these people who have been developing, you know, as actors from the Broadway vicinity. We have basketball, King Dreamers, you know, the young people dream. We are helping them to effectively materialize their dreams, you know. That's what the Common Ground is all about. We are going to have age group activities, meaning planning activities by people's age so that they can, you know, associate with their peers and plan together, build together. So from ages 6 to 12, you know, the parents have got to be, you know, mobilized to understand that they have a responsibility to educate their children about our history, Black history, you know, and Black history will come to life every Wednesday at the Marcus Garvey Park. You can depend on Brother Arnold. He's totally devoted to it. He epitomizes Marcus Garvey in such a good way. You know, he's a man of his word, and he has sacrificed other alternatives to make this happen. For the last 2 years, he has buckled down during the COVID and planned how to navigate this, and he's making tremendous progress. So we must remember things like the Black Star Liner that Marcus Garvey started, how it was treated, and Black people was able to benefit from it. He gathered 20,000 people in Harlem, and really, everyone think they were, here's the answer to their problems, and yet the enemy was able to still hold us down, you know. But we have people like Dr. Jeffries now, you know, who he was present yesterday, Mr. Ranga, and all these people who have devoted their lives to the Black cause and are presenting themselves. There was an African Liberation yesterday when it was really accepted by everyone, you know, and we are happy to see people reinvigorating the struggle, really coming out to really assert themselves as Black people. And so we want to thank the National Action Network also. You know, Brother Al Sharpton has really done his part. And he is one of the sponsors of Brother Arnold, you know. But we are family. All of us are family. And I would like to say, I'm reading now from one of the flyers I have. And it's time to obtain and sustain real justice and liberation for our people. We invite you to join us powerful and historic events. Right, so I'm going to be inviting you now to participate in these events. The first one is the original and historic Million Woman March and 25 in open close quotation reunion. The A Million Black Women Rising, AMBRR, summit is from October 25th to October 30th, 2022. In Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, okay? And the original Mother, OMI Institute, the Black Woman's Heritage Parade, is from Saturday, October 29th, in the same venue in Philly. Let me repeat that. October 25th to 30th, AMBRR, that's A Million Black Woman Rising, that's a 5-day event in Philadelphia, and the original Mother Institute, OMI, the Black Woman's Heritage Parade, will be on the 29th in Philadelphia. The second event, I am charged to announce this, we charge Genocide 21 Movement for Black Human Paritory Justice Now. That's a summit, a reparation summit, and it will comprise of a mass rally an International Solidarity Day, and the Black Pre-Plebiscite Convention Forum 2022 is September 1 to 4 in Washington, D.C. So to be a presenter, a volunteer, a partner, endorser, or to donate, etc., you call 267-636-3802. I'll repeat that three times. The telephone number is 267-636-3802. 267-636-3802. And the email is nationalmwm@aol.com. So that's nationalmwm@aol.com or nbhrproject@gmail.com. Repeat, nbhrproject@gmail.com. And so we as we go along.
Oh, could I turn an eye back on an eye heritage?
Never! I determined to die!
When you hear me chanting,
I'm coming, I'm knocking up.
What a joy to see the youth them in a the ring.
Yes, we have to support these movements that black people are creating, because the world needs to know where we're coming from, you know. And there is a brother by the name of Mumia has been in prison for 20 years now, charged with a murder. He is supposed to be, he have committed with, I met his brother in 1983, and his brother told me the whole story, and it is a shame to know that he's still in custody from 1983 until now. And Mumia Abu-Jamal is one of those people in custody all these years. I'm going to be spending prime time talking about him and seeing what we can do to mobilize some support for his freedom. But tonight we will be really accentuating Kamau Sadiki, and I will be spending the next hour really disclosing, you know, some background information about him. There are some activists who are supporting his cause right now. I have a picture here with him and his granddaughter, you know, and she has in her hand a little brochure saying "Free Kamau," you know. And yes, we are going to really hop on board this initiative. And so as the time rolls up to the time signal, well, yeah, it's already 7 minutes past 8 o'clock, and this is the Neo Nation radio station, and we broadcast between 7 and 9 prime time on the Neo Nation radio station, and we are a collective, a think tank of people who is working on behalf of the black people of the world. So you will hear us deliberating from several platforms. You know, we have our Belgian brother Buki in Panama. I met another Panamanian last night at Marcus Garvey Park. We'll be linking up with him so that he can participate in the program. And we have we had a lot of people at the park yesterday who is on the same common pursuit, you know, and we made an extreme effort to link up with as much as we could, you know. I want to talk about, before I go into our dear brethren, let me just mention Curb Fest for Political Prisoners. And this Saturday, August 20th, 2022, from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. It says, "Free Them All." The People's Church at 163 East 111th Street, New York, New York, 10029. The directions: by car, exit 2 or 3 off the FDR, and by train, you take the 6th train to 110th Street. Right? That's the Curb Fest, Saturday, August 20th, the People's Church for Political Prisoners, right? So the black people are coming out now in support of those who are suppressed, those who are weak in terms of economics and so on, deprived and uneducated, who are caught up in the stress of activities and this whole disease that is spreading all over. They are searching for names for them now. The monkey one, they're going to change the name because then they say it is insulted to particular people. I don't know which people they are talking, but those people who are having intimacy with animals and LGBTs, those are the most people who are suffering from these type of diseases right now. 1%, they say, out of 100% is not really having these fluids straight from the animals, you know, or straight from a man from another man, you know. So it's all abomination, you know. So the next event I'd like to really highlight before I go into our special presentation is the Black Panther Party Film Festival. It's every Wednesday between 6 p.m. to 8:30 in this year, 2022, and it's called the Summer Series at the Historical People's Church, 1791 Lexington Avenue, the corner of East 111th Street, Spanish Harlem, New York City. Right? So this event is being held every Wednesday. Film Festival is by the Black Panther Party. The original Black Panthers, yeah, this is their legacy. And we are inviting you to attend at 1791 Lexington Avenue, the corner of East 111th Street in Spanish Harlem. Okay? And that's east of Harlem. So that is the other advertisement I wanted to give out there. And then we're going to play one more of the Satamani album, and then we can go on to our dear brother Steve.
This is a calling in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wasn't this the reveal to us in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I?
Church and state has come together to save our glory.
How could I turn an eye back on an eye, Eric?
Never, I determined that I am.
Shaka-laka-laka-laka-laka-laka.
Hey, you don't know what? You don't know what? Again, life for an eye, people. Blazing.
I ain't just saying, I'm coming, I'm not, you know.
It's African thing, when you hear me chanting.
I'm coming, I'm not, you know.
You know what black people thinking. Hey, me go son, I'm coming, I'm not,
you know.
It's African thing when you hear me start sing.
Nanga me nami nagi no.
You know what black people thinking. Africa me from a not to hear me belong. Beside the king in his throne with the step time I'm on.
No blessing wrong.
That's what I do over. Stand not too much blood and bone for the violence of the nation. Back that way me mind is on a repatriation. No more about the man me take out revelation. Said the man a black man, and a mulang.
Bound up many misery, we are one. So I show ya, I'm a coming on. A black woman is coming on.
No more will I man.
When the Buddha never come, nanga me nami nagi no.
It's African thing when you hear me starting.
Nanga me nami nagi no.
So hear the prophet, priest, and the king.
Hey, me go son, and come in, I'm in, you know.
It's African thing when you hear the termin. And
come in, I'm in, you know.
Man, oh man, and child in a ring. From all the west, me all go head to the east. Ready, me go learn about the mark of the east. They know no justice. No, no, peace, educated, liars, murderers, and thieves. Life opens the vault, I will never them a speak. Them Serasta King silent, them Serasta King asleep. Silent, we will always run deep. If King Selassie drop asleep, we are lost with our feet. So Ethiopia, I'm a coming home. Black woman is coming home. No more will I. That's a hell of a
Nangaminaminagino.
It's African thing when you hear me chanting.
Nangaminaminagino.
Well, Africa ball determined.
Nangaminaminagino.
And it's Africa thing. Africa song.
Fire now when it go.
Must I see up the band the river Nile banking. Babylon, you know, say that me have been spanking. Give me the whistle, give me the fire, give me the God of King determine what the joy they bring now. Ethiopian song, man, I sing.
Say I hail as the king of kings.
Me go live on a day that he win.
Champion, the uprising.
song. I'm a you know.
It's African thing when you hear me chanting.
I'm a you know.
What a job is it, you tell me not the ring.
Yeah, man, I'm so good to do it tonight, you know.
Me happy bun them, but me not go run them. Too much confusion, I go on out that street. Me happy bun them, but me not go run them. Pick up the Holy Book and just teach. I say this, and you say that. I say Selassie, some are Allah Jesus. Some say this, and some say that. Some are praise Jacob, and some praise in the cat. That's why me happy bun them, but me not go run them. Too much confusion, I go on out that street. Me happy bun them, but me not go run them. Pick up the Holy Book and just teach. Some a say Anglican, and that no me no no fi condemn the man. Some a say I have been give some a shout Israel, 72 here we father name fell. On them, but no bother on them. Too much confused man a go on out that street. Me happy bun them, but me not go run them. Pick up the Holy Book and just teach. That is it.
As a teenager, Kamau worked in the free breakfast program, getting up every morning and cooking and feeding hungry children before they went to school. When the free breakfast program was over for the day, he went into the community to sell the BPP newspaper. Panther Party newspaper. While selling the paper, he continued to educate the people, organizing tenants, welfare mothers, whomever he came into contact with. He worked very hard to empower the community. Kamau Siddiqui was one of the thousands of young black men and women who made up the Black Panther Party. The rank and file members made the Black Party the international political force that it was. Well, this heading is medical neglect and elder abuse in prison. Kamau has opened infectious wounds, choroidosis of the liver, hepatitis C, malnutrition, and no assigned physician. He is therefore being forced to do his own medical care, including dressing his own wounds while being held captive inside one of the most notoriously COVID-driven, infected, and medically neglected prison hospital in the United States. It is time to bring him home. In an interview with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution in January 2018, former Augusta State Medical Prison Dr. Timothy Young said that he believes that Georgia's prison system has failed to hold doctors accountable when their negligence has caused inmates death. He said, in my 16 years, I don't have enough fingers and toes to count the bad outcomes I've seen. He also said, and I have never seen one physician disciplined as a result. Justice denied. At 19, Kamau became a member of the Black Panther Party, the Black Liberation Army. Several members, including Kamau, left New York City and lived in the Atlanta area. On November 3, 1971, Atlanta police officer James Green was murdered. Two witnesses observed three black males run from a van where Officer Green sat at a gas station in downtown Atlanta. The witnesses failed to identify Kamau Siddiqui from a photographic lineup. There was no physical evidence to implicate Mr. Siddiqui in 1971. The Atlanta Police Department closed the case as unsolved. In 1999, the FBI, in their attempts to recapture Asata Shakur, the mother of one of Kamau's daughters, a political exile in Cuba, threatened Kamau Siddiqui with life in prison if he did not assist them. When Siddiqui refused to betray his principles and entrap her, the FBI convinced Atlanta police to reopen the cold case and charge him. In 2001, with no eyewitnesses' testimony and no physical evidence, the state based its case entirely upon the statements of police informants Ronald Anderson, Malik Abdul Razak, and Avon White, who were present in Atlanta at the time. Kamau Siddiqui was arrested in 2002 in Brooklyn, New York, some 31 years after the murder. I mean, this is astounding. This is, I mean, terrible. Important testimony excluded at the trial. I got to play some music. I can't take my audience into this straight, man. This is obviously too much confusion, man.
The Ten Commandments of Man given to all man through the...
Yeah, man, this is, you know, these people are...
You pick him up, you lick him, dung him, bong his right back. What a odd man for dead.
Yeah, man, I have really, really come out of the book, man. Really and truly, I have. This man here, 31 years after the murder, them lock up this man.
Sometimes in life you have to make a change, you know? A change for the better. A change for a better future.
I mean, man.
You can't do the same thing every day and expect to reach further. You're mad. Why? That's a TV thing, everybody sing. but everybody will try. I'll tell your children, you know we have to try. Think positive and everything will be fine. Just cool and relax and drink a glass of wine. Don't stress out yourself, don't frustrate your mind. Throw away the years and join the love line. Cause the Almighty always protect I and I. Never feel like you.
Talking about a brother named Summer who Sadiq, you know, this is Raswariku and Stepping Out Show. And we're seeking to free Summer Kamau Sadiq from the correction center. He's been there 31 years after murder was committed. He was arrested, you know, and this coalition is working to release him. He's seriously ill, and, you know, he's an elder, you know, and he's in the It's a cruel situation. It's inhuman, you know. The conditions of this of his confinement in the Georgia's, you know, Department of Corrections is terrible. And that's why I had to interrupt a while ago, man, and to get my audience really reminded that this is a struggle we are in. I mean, it's very serious. Marcus Garvey had a lot to say about that, and we're so happy to know that he, you know, he was in Harlem doing such work on behalf of black people, and they managed to frame him for some
different from no one. that I would say, take a little look within yourself. Some people, they are just so selfish, they don't care for no one else. But they don't know, we all are one.
Yeah.
And one for
us. Okay.
And better day, I get to go, so know your purpose. Martin man, Martin man.
What do you say?
Flesh and blood.
I'm not that
different from no one.
From the womb of the woman, we were all created. We are made up of this, your organs and bones and vertebrae. Yeah. Oh, we are all born equal in the human race. Why don't you come down to my level before you all get erased? So who are you to judge? Yeah. Who are you to say blood? Who are you to discard of the love? Stop, bro.
And blood, they're different from no one. Yeah.
Yes, my people, that's why we're here and stepping out the show. We're dealing with a situation with a brother named Kamau Sadiki. In the Atlanta, they're in the Department of Corrections, you know, in wounds and several different other, you know, serious health complaints. And he was arrested 31 years after a murder was committed because he wouldn't give the information to the police as to where the mother of his child was, you know. And they decided to frame him with that. And so... it's, you know, it's very depressing, so that's why I kind of interrupt the story and get my audience.
Yeah. Check it out. I got a little composition here for you. Into the sunshine, floating the breeze, over the mountain, over the trees, the river Nile, the fountain springs, over distant lands and seas, amongst the girls who love what they need, beautiful princess, someone to keep, and know that wise men come from the east. Love is a total blessing, when they drop down, oh, what they gonna say, and girls need love, give them it right away.
Yeah, the colors, you know, like, yeah, it's the same, you know.
Rastafari, we love you so. You know just for you're the only one we can turn to, yeah. All my life is separation. Damn, I don't like it, it's devastation. No one likes being in this situation. Absorbing poverty without limitation. I pray you're in the best of us. Those of us who can help ourselves. And those who come, they're looking for it. They overcome the way I felt. Things will be better, I pray. So I'm gonna make it someday. For me, shall in every day. Now you know what I really wear. And having a choice that I remember. Yeah. The silly girls and boys are young and tender. Ooh. And I know themselves in surrender. Happy Earth Day to your loved ones. Some children out there ain't getting nothing from no one. Food give it energy and make you so strong. Some kids got no family, not knowing where they belong. All those riches, what you think of? For the poor and needy, I say you should link up. Face reality, whoa, and give love. Some kids sleep in dirty places you never think of. Things will be better, I pray. We're gonna make it someday. So meek shall in every time. Oh, we gotta get up above. Yes, I'm having a doubt that I remember. Yeah. The little girls and boys are young and tender. I'm gonna tell themselves we need to render. word we break. So be strong on the road you take, because the great one never forsake. I say, hold on, we're gonna make it. All those bad thoughts, we got to shake it. Bless for comfort, you surely take it. I know it's a till we face it, go. For things will be better, I pray. So we gonna make it someday. From the extraordinary day.
Yes, sir, that's what it could hear. Every Wednesday, we have 2.5 hours of a film festival being produced by the Black Panther Party. You know, it's their summer series, and it's at the People's Church, 1791 Lexington Avenue in Harlem, the corner of East and 111th Street, Spanish Harlem, that is. Right? So remember, every Wednesday, from 6 p.m. to 8.30 p.m., 2.5 hours, film festival, and you get to learn a little about what was taking place 20, 30 years ago. We're dealing with our brother Kamau Siddique, and you know, he is in the coalition, is working to release him because he's seriously ill from the cruel and inhuman conditions of confinement in the Georgia's Department of Corrections, right? He is a man of faith, a doting father of two daughters, and a loving grandfather of five. He's a veteran of the Black Panther Party, wrongfully convicted, you know, in a 30-year-old cold case murder of a Fulton County police officer. So he has always maintained his innocence. And, you know, he is suffering from a lot of different complaints, and we really want to really come over. He has open infectious wounds. He has sarcoidosis of the liver. He has hepatitis C, malnutrition, and no assigned physician. He is therefore being forced to do his own medical care, including dressing his own wounds, while being held captive inside one of the most notoriously COVID-19 infected institutions medically. Yeah, there's pure neglect, you know, in that prison. And it is really the wrong time for one to be in a prison. So we're going to continue to talk about him. In addition to the lack of any physical evidence, John Thomas' former wife's testimony was excluded from the trial. Her testimony would have included two conversations where others admitted their participation in the murder of the officer. Mr. Thomas, now deceased, who knew Kamau, made statements exonerating him and stated that Kamau Siddique had nothing to do with the shooting. Judge Manis ruled such testimony by Ms. Ignay Thomas inadmissible and excluded the testimony from the jury's consideration. Judge Manis also included a conspiracy charge to the jury when there was no evidence of such, and she also admitted into evidence inflammatory statements regarding Mr. Siddique's participation in the Black Panther movement and allegations of misdeeds by him, all of which were unrelated to the murder. Defense attorney Akil Secret told jurors the case didn't get any better after three decades. This is a case based on rumors, hearsay, suspicion, and yes, some lies. You think the evidence will show that justice delayed is justice denied. And so Kamau, you know, he's in this prison now. On November 10th, 2003, Judge Stephanie Manis sentenced Kamau Siddique to life imprisonment for murder and 10 years to run consecutively for armed robbery after the jury found him guilty. Judge Manis was also the residing judge in Camo's motion for a new trial filed by appellate attorney Stephen Scarborough, which was heard on April 23, 2009 in Fulton County Superior Court. Judge Manis, who also presided over the trial, frame up an unjust conviction of yet another black man. Man, it is terrible to hear these things going on. And what can we do? We have to come together. We have to unite. We have to find solutions. Well, I don't know what our brother Sizzler, who is president of the Indigenous Black People,
the most important thing is your life. So a man thinks that so is he right. And I got something very well. All those white singers and all go so well. The most important thing is your life. So a man thinks that so is he right. And I got something very well. So all those white singers can all go so well. One and only.
Thank you.
my people. So you me know. We're talking about Kamau Sadiki, who has been in prison from 2003. Innocent black man, and he's injured, has wounds, malnutrition, liver problem, and otherwise. And he's a Black Panther veteran, you know. And another veteran by the name of Ayman Jamil Al-Amin, of course, upheld all of her own biased decisions in the initial trial, and Kamau's appeal was denied. So he's there now suffering, and he has his children and grandchildren out there who love him so much. And there is a collective effort now to bring forward the case once more. And, you know, the only solution for this man is a release. While Kamau has been unjustly imprisoned, his two daughters graduated from college and now have families of their own. In order to address the ongoing medical neglect and wrongful conviction, the only solution is for Kamau to be released. His family has been waiting for a long time to welcome him home. So we're going to ask people to click on the link below that I'm going to give you, the link tree, and write Kamau, send a card, join the campaign, donate and show Kamau and his family your support. For the Hilton, that is Kamau Sadiki, number 00011508888, number 00011508888. They call him Freddie Hilton on record at the Augusta State Medical Prison, building 23A, building 23A, and that's 3001 Gordon Highway, Grovetown, Georgia. 3001 Gordon Highway, Grovetown, Georgia. And the zip code is 30813. So although he legally changed his name to Kamau Sadiki when he became a Muslim, Georgia refuses to recognize this, so all correspondence must be addressed to Freddie Hilton, right? And before closing the show, I'll tell you how you can help, you know, for more on what you can do and for future actions. You know, we're going to ask you to please visit a particular website. It's https://linktr.ee/ linktr.ee/freekamausadiki. I'll repeat it for you before the program ends. And there's another contact number, freekamausadiki. It's freekamausadiki campaign@gmail.com. I'll repeat them for you before the program ends, but that situation is the feature of tonight's show, and I'll be you know, disciplining myself so that I don't have my audience thinking I'm just dealing with individuals. This is a global situation we're dealing with, right? I have not addressed the COVID or any of the other diseases that they're spreading around the world. I have reservations about them, and I don't want to come out with any false information or propaganda. So we are preparing ourselves to address that in the early future. We have decoded the implication of where it's coming from and who started all that, who's representing the devil in this operation. But we are not ready to disclose that as yet. But in the meanwhile, we're dealing with the music to keep our vibes.
know you keep cheating.
Man to man is children. Yeah, don't know who to trust. Your worst enemy could be your best friend.
Right now, anybody catch me about that song, you know?
And your best
friend.
Worst enemy.
So right now.
Some will eat and drink with you.
I watch.
Yeah, man.
I'm just watching friend of your keep Tina.
Man to man is
children.
Turn on myself just a few more before we start the show. See?
Come on.
I'm
to the tip jar Baltimore.
Together with you.
house and the dreadlocks. Big up! Steel Pulse. Chant the summer day, the I see it as you continue much more. Tell us the I know that.
Don't criticize it.
Aha! Okay. Josh, get the idea.
Even lawyers.
So you got to legalize it. I used to remember my bread, Junior, a few years without tears. See enough manners and respect. The idea.
Yeah, man.
This is Bonnie Wheeler, living legend. Just two more before we start the show, the IT. Now rock a lock anyway, the IT. Rock. feed my brother.
Yeah, man, Stepping Out Show is moving out of town now until next Thursday night. We always close letting our audience feel good, you know? So the great Nina Simone is here.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, and I'm feeling good. Fishing the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good.
dragonfly out in the sun. You know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun. You know what I mean? Sleep in peace when day is done. That's what I mean. And this old world is a new world in a bold world for me. When you shine, you know how I feel. Send out the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
Thank you, man. Thank you.